Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello. Welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant, and he's here to help you.
Wow, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Just me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right, call toll-free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
You know what? I'm so lucky to be able to do this radio show, and I get to talk to people like Victoria Stilwell. She is one of my favorite people because there she is walking the walk. So she doesn't, like I do, just talk in front of a microphone and say, you know what? I care about animals. I want to help people. That in of itself would be really good, and she does do that. But moreover, you know, you get those notifications that a friend of yours, Facebook Live right now, go see her. And there she is at a puppy mill bust, saying, I'm going to make a difference now for these puppies, and we need to adopt these dogs out. Or there she is on her new series, which we'll talk about today with Victoria, a YouTube series. That's the thing now, right? You do these series, and they don't have to be on network TV. They can be on YouTube or somewhere else, and she's on YouTube. And this series called Guardians of the Night follows what police dogs really do. And what you get a feel for is the relationship that they have with law enforcement, the individuals, their partner that they work with. And incidentally, they really are partners. And for all we care, and we do care, we have an incredible bond with our pets at home. I would argue that the bond that these police officers have with their dogs, I mean, it's life or death every day on both ends. The police dog must depend on the officer, and the officer must depend very often on his or her dog. So it's quite a compelling, quite at times an emotional series, and we'll talk about that with one of my favorites, Victoria Stilwell. Also, I try to answer your questions. Do email me, steve@petworldradio.net. I have the email question that I usually get. Like last week, though, I thought, okay, last week was diabetes in cats. This week, it's, again, a really common question, and I received a couple of these at the same time. My dog is going for a walk, and these are not necessarily puppies. And my dog is eating things off the ground that I know my dog should never eat. What do I do about this? Well, I have that solution. I'll kind of go through it with you step by step. Also, we know that dogs itch. It's what they do. But how much itching is too much itching? And if that's the case, what do you do about it? Most of all, we're here to help you. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS. 866-554-7387. Here's why I like that number. It's toll-free. Tom in Indiana, yes. Welcome to the show.
Well, love your program.
How are you?
I'm fine.
What's up?
Steve, I have a five-year-old rescue German Shepherd. I've had it for about 2 months now. According to the vet, it's about 5 years old. I have one problem with the dog.
Mm-hmm.
When it first, it does not like the wood floors or the ceramic floors, but it is getting better going in them.
Good. What are you doing?
Well, I don't know. It just seems like it tries to branch out, and if you want to pet it or something, it'll walk over and it goes.
Well, hold it. What's your dog's name?
Maya.
Maya. Is Maya a she?
Yes, she is.
So let's say she instead of it.
Okay.
All right. She'd appreciate that. All right. So Maya's getting better on her own about walking on wood floors.
And on the ceramics. She has no problem going upstairs or downstairs. I was at my daughter's house. It's 13 steps up, and it's all oak floors. She has no problem going up and coming down.
Yeah, my guess is that maybe she didn't have experience before. You know, that's assuming there's no physical issue here. I mean, dogs do slip and slide a bit on these floors.
Yeah.
And if her rear end, particularly her hips, hurt, then that could be an explanation. But assuming she's okay physically, that's probably just the lack of experience. And I could tell you over time how to coax her and reward her and praise her for going on the floor and even maybe feeding her with the dish out on the floor, but where she could stand on carpet and kind of reach over and then inching inch by inch by inch, you know.
Yeah.
And eventually she'd have more confidence on the floor. But it seems as though your dog, Maya, is ahead of me and is doing all this on her own.
Okay. But the real problem I'm having with her is she will not go down in the basement. The stairs are carpeted. The basement, the tread is there, so it's not open. There's walls on both sides of the steps. The basement is an English basement, so the windows are all up, so it's bright down there. And it's all carpeted just like upstairs. But she will not go down the steps. I've tried putting a bone on the steps. I've tried bringing her down with cheese. She just will not go down.
Why do you need her to go down?
Well, because right now we've got her cage and we've got her food upstairs, and there's really not enough room in the dining room, for the cage and for the water and food. I mean, it's kind of, the upstairs is as big as the downstairs, but there isn't much area upstairs for her to be.
Okay, a couple possibilities here. One idea, does she have a favorite toy, like a tug toy?
No, I haven't. I mean, she's got these bones that she loves.
Okay. And if you put a bone, if you stand, now envision this, your dog's at the very top of the stairs, you're one stair down, and if you hold the bone, you can't get her to touch just the first stair, that's all. I don't want her to go all the way down or even down two stairs, just one stair. You can't get her to do that?
I can try. I haven't.
Okay, so what I'm saying is to make it very gradual and to reward her and praise her and also get her mind off of it. So your goal is to get her mind in the game, you know. So she's thinking about, oh, the toy, and stuff something really good inside it. Stuff a liver treat inside that bone. And if you don't have a bone, get a sterilized bone that you can do this with at the pet store. And any pet store will carry a sterilized bone that has marrow in it already, or that you could stuff something really good. I'm talking about cold cuts. Take some cold cuts even and coax her down just a step or two. Then that's Monday, Tuesday, a step or two. Wednesday, maybe two or three steps. Thursday. And at some point, your dog will say, well, the heck with it. I'm ready. I don't care. You know, and it may take a week. It may take 2 weeks. It just depends on the dog. That's one idea. Another idea is to physically carry her downstairs and to do the reverse going up the stairs. And up the stairs, it might be faster or quicker for her to kind of get that. And either then she will continue to be afraid of going downstairs or she won't. The first method probably will work more efficiently, but take a little longer. So either which way, and it really depends on the dog too.
Okay.
Did you get all that?
I did.
Okay. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS. So in a couple minutes, we'll talk to Victoria Stillwell about her new YouTube series. It's like a TV series. It's on YouTube. It's a bit shorter than your typical TV series. I think it's, she'll tell us, 14 minutes, 16 minutes in length, something like that. Well, you can check out my YouTube channel, too. Should not be all about Victoria. And you can do that easily, youtube.com. Simply type in my name, and you do have well over 200 videos to choose from. Some of those videos are training tips. We're about to post one, but you get a preview of what I talk about in that video next. Oh, 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 oh. It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston. Here, boy. We need you.
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat. That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
So there you are on a walk with your dog, and your dog is just sniffing at the ground, but paying no attention to you. And keep sniffing at the ground and sniffing at the ground, and maybe your dog is also inhaling. It could be sticks, it could be wrappers from candy that people don't throw out. Whatever it is that's on the ground that your dog should not ever be eating, ever, ever. So what do you do about that? How do you get your dog to at least pay attention to you some of the time when you're on a walk with the dog? So, like a lot of things, you start without distractions. I mean, really, often when you train an animal, a dog, or yes, a cat, you want to begin without those distractions. So begin indoors. And at a time when the other pets aren't necessarily around, take a really good treat. And I like the treat that I'm about to suggest for a lot of reasons. First of all, dogs like them. That's what's most important. So, well, all dogs have different tastes. Most dogs, most of the time, really go for Vitabone trainers. The other thing is that, well, they're small in the first place. If you have a smaller dog, and even for larger dogs, they are so easy to break up. You don't have to be a weightlifter to do this. Just snap it into threes or four or fives. I mean, really small pieces. And then keep them in your pocket or sometimes those trainer pouches that those weird-looking dog trainers wear. Now, hold on. I'm going to get into trouble. They are not weird-looking dog trainers. There are dog. These are dog trainers that wear those weird-looking... Well, no. I'm still in trouble. You know what I'm talking about. Those little pouches that... They're kind of like the pouches tourists that you knew. That's an American. If you were in France, if you were in Greece, if you were in Japan, anywhere, and they wore those fanny pack things, right? That only Americans wore for a time. I can't believe people did that. But that's what those treats are kind of kept in, something like that. It doesn't matter what you keep the treats in. But at first, in the house, have your dog know you have a treat and say, watch me, or look at me, and hold the treat up more toward your face so your dog, to look at the treat, which your dog knows is there, will look at you. Then once you have it down indoors, take it all outside, where there are some distractions. But don't make it crazy impossible, like your dog is walking on grass and you expect in a park where there have been squirrels, and the smells of those squirrels are really enticing to any dog. You want your dog to look up at you? No. Just at first on a concrete sidewalk, you know, on a walk, and have a treat. Hold it by your side. Hold it up near your face if you need to and say, watch me, look at me, whatever your cue is, and your dog will. And periodically give your dog a treat, like the Vitabone trainer, throughout the walk. You kind of get what I'm saying? You don't have to do it every 2 seconds. And what I really like is giving that dog an opportunity to sniff every once in a while. So you're walking at first for 10 seconds, and your dog is watching you as you say it. And then let the dog sniff. And then 20 seconds, And periodically through the dog, through the walk, your dog watches you. And more time, over time, you have your dog pay attention to you. And your dog will be more in the habit of that. And good things come from above more than they do on the ground. That's part of it. And your dog will learn by experience. Oh, I get good stuff up here. And I don't always get as often good stuff down there on the ground. Now, having said all that, if you have a, depends on the dog breed. So if you have a basset hound or a beagle that was bred, hardwired for their noses to be on the ground, it'll be a bit more of a challenge and your expectations have to be adjusted, say, compared to if you have a German Shepherd or a Labrador mix or a Pit Bull or whatever you might have, where expectations can be a little more. For details about all this, you can check out those YouTube videos. We just posted one. It's on my YouTube page. Just go to YouTube.com, type in my page, Steve Dale, and you can see I demonstrate exactly what I'm talking about. Coming up next, Victoria Stillwell tells us about her new series.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Oh, don't worry. He's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
It's called Guardians of the Night. Victoria Stillwell, the one and only, is here, and she is guarding all of us in this amazing series that highlights what dogs can do for us and do for us all the time that we might not even know about. Hello, Victoria Stillwell.
Hello.
So tell me about the series.
Well, it's 4 years in the making, and it aired on my YouTube channel and on my Facebook, and it shows the real life of canines.
Meaning?
Well, we go out with these canine officers and their dogs, and we go out on all their calls, and we film their real life. So not only showing the kind of cops, as it were, way of, you know, showing all the calls, but also really highlighting the attachment that these handlers have with their dogs, the training, and what life is like for them, sort of when the job is over, what life is like, and how much these guys love their dogs. It's beautiful, and it's a side that not a lot of people see.
Well, I think that's absolutely right. So there are three things about the show that touched me. First of all, law enforcement lately has gotten a bad name, but yet when something happens, anything happens, that's who we call for help. And I think it's unfortunate and wrong that a few bad instances have tainted an entire industry. I don't think that's fair. I don't think that's right. And law enforcement, if we have heroes in America, they are everyday heroes. And that is the way you portray it, because that's what they are, first of all. Secondly, I don't believe that most people know what, quote, police dogs do. We see them, but unless we're the bad guys, we don't know actively what they do on a day-to-day basis. And maybe most importantly, and you've touched on all these things, but I want you to elaborate a little bit, the bond is palpable. You know, so we all have bonds. We all love our dogs in a way that, or cats, in a way that is very touching and is very important to us. I would argue that working with these animals and depending on them for your life and vice versa, the bond is somehow even stronger. Can you touch on all those points?
Well, there aren't many jobs where people have to put on a bulletproof vest to go to work and hope that they come back at the end of the night. And so the work that these handlers do with the dogs by their side is sometimes, you know, can mean life or death. And so that dog is always with that handler, and that dog is with these handlers more than their families are. So, you know, when you are doing a dangerous job, when there's threats at all times, that does create a bond. And, you know, these guys rely on their partners, on their canine partners, as well as their human partners as well, and their business partners. They rely on them to keep them safe. And they also will do what they can to keep their dogs safe as well. They're a team. And so their dogs don't go anywhere without them. They don't go anywhere without their dogs. And that's what I wanted to show. Also, unfortunately, because of old age or disease or something, sometimes, you know, these dogs get to the age when they retire, and then for whatever reason, some of them have, you know, died because of a disease. One of our great dogs, Canine Ico, contracted cancer, and there's a huge funeral for him. And I think it just shows how communities as well value their dogs. Because remember, here in the United States, it's the community that owns the dog. The departments have the dog, and the communities, you know, elect the departments, and the departments are the ones that, you know, get these dogs. But we, the community, have these dogs. They represent us, and they are there to keep us safe. And I think that's what people don't really understand.
You know, I will admit this to you. I was watching that, and I cried, you know. It's amazing how, even by watching through a YouTube channel, in my case, sitting at home and watching on my computer, I was somewhat bonded with this dog. I thought I knew a bit because this dog had been featured before. And now this dog, as you described, succumbs to cancer somewhat unexpectedly. And the outpouring of emotion, I think, transcended through a computer terminal.
The response that we've had has been absolutely overwhelming, not just from police departments, but also from the general public that have been watching. And, you know, from all over the world as well.
Victoria Stillwell, again, describe where people can watch this. Guardians of the Night, available where?
It's available on my YouTube channel and my Facebook, and that's just facebook.com/Victoria Stillwell, and again, youtube.com/Victoria Stillwell. You'll be able to see all of the episodes, 8 episodes, and they're only 10 minutes long. And you'll be able to see them all on those 2 platforms.
Or you can find them easily enough on your website, which is positively.com. Our telephone number, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Steve Dale's Pet World. A real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah, we're keeping it real.
Margaret in North Carolina, welcome to the show. Hi.
Hello.
How can I help you?
Well, we have a new little kitten at our house. She's biting. I almost want to say nipping instead of biting, but mm-hmm. I guess when they open their mouth and use their teeth, it's a bite.
Okay.
I've taken her to the vet, and he's giving me a couple of theories. And
what did he say?
Well, he said, we don't know what the first 6 months or so of her life was like. Someone found her, and then we took over ownership of her. And we've had her for maybe 2 or 3 months. We're guessing she's about a year old. I mean, she's pretty good size, but she still acts like a kitten. She mm-hmm. plays all the time. Let's see. lost my train of thought now.
So he had a couple of theories. Here's my theory.
Oh, the vet, yes.
I can give you my theory. What happens with some of these cats, we'll see if your veterinarian said the same thing, is that, you know, we can be adequate teachers, but boy, oh boy, litter mates and their moms are so much better. So what happens with these very young kittens is they bite down too hard on a litter mate or their mom, and instantly, I do mean instantly, 1 second, they get a message that biting down too hard is not appropriate. They learn what's called bite inhibition. They inhibit the bites so it's not so hard, and it's just a playful bite. And your kitten has had no way to learn that. And we're not nearly, now in a year, we could teach a cat that or a kitten, but it will take us months and months and months to do what a litter mate or mom can do instantly. It's incredible how that works. Now, I don't know if your veterinarian said the same thing or not, but
he said ideally a kitten should stay with its mom until they are like 8 to 10 weeks old.
Right.
But basically he said the same thing, that she should have been taught that by her mother or her litter mate.
Yeah. So,
and I told him that she does not bite my husband. And he said, well, you're not going to like this, but let me give you the pecking order in your house.
No. It's not. No. I don't. That's where I disagree with your veterinarian.
Okay.
I don't believe it has anything at all to do with pecking order. It might have something to do with the way you're responding as opposed to the way your husband is responding. It doesn't matter to me how you're each responding. Let me tell you what we should and shouldn't be doing.
Okay.
What we sometimes do is we do these dramatics and say, no, and we move our finger even more, and your cat doesn't know how to, the kitten doesn't know how to interpret that, whether we're playing back or what. So the best thing to do with these kittens that bite down too hard, we have a couple of choices. One, and it's a favorite of mine because it so often simply works and there's nothing aversive about it, is to punish your kitten. And here's how I mean punishment. Just gently pick up the kitten. You might want to say no, give a verbal cue to it. Quickly then take the kitten to a bathroom or a bedroom and close the door. Give the kitten a timeout. That simple. You know, our cats want to be with us. You know, and our dogs. And your kitten will learn, and it may take 2 or 3 or 4 times, that if I do that, then this is what happens to me. But at the same time, it's really important, because your kitten's still pretty young, to give your kitten things to do, things to go after, things that your kitten can bite and play with. So take an interactive toy a couple times a day. That's one of those fishing pole type toys with feathers or fabric at the end of the toy, and play with your cat using that. And make sure that you have play toys that are around. Rotate those toys so they are always interesting. Otherwise, they're the same old toys that become dull and boring. I've already killed that. I don't need to do that again. So rotating the toys is really helpful. So try those things out. You know, I hear so often from people who say, I have a dog who is hyper. Really? Is there such a thing? I will talk about that coming up in our email question of the week. You can email me, Steve, at petworldradio.net. One of the many ways you can reach us, actually, as I think about it, you can phone us. You can do that 24/7. That's the thing. Phone lines are always open, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. And we are here to help you. And here is Noreen. Hi, Noreen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay, thank you. What's going on?
So we adopted Berkeley from a shelter about a month ago.
Berkeley, named for?
My maiden name was Burke.
Ah, okay.
So my daughter picked it out. So Berkeley is supposedly a pug mix. He's they claim he's about a year old.
Yes.
To us, he looks like a lab puppy, but he's an awesome dog.
A pug mix or a lab puppy, either one, all right.
Yeah, whatever you want to call him today.
Okay.
But anyhow, he's an awesome dog, totally trained, everything. We just want to know, how do you get him to play? Because, you know, like I have a tennis ball and I threw it and he just kind of looked at me like, yes, so?
What's that? Yeah. How old did you say the dog is?
They say he's about a year, a little over a year.
Do you know anything about his background?
None, except he came from somewhere down south.
Okay.
And our vet thinks he may have been neglected. I suspect it may be abused. He loves his crate.
Yeah.
We'll run into
Okay. Maybe just not so much abused or neglected, but never experienced that, and a lack of socialization, maybe. So here's what you do. Try something else. Tennis ball's not working. That's okay. You know, there are. I had once
a water dog, a Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
If you look in the books, this dog is supposed to love water. They were bred to go out into water and for, in fact, to point at the bird and uh-huh. then to go out into the water and retrieve the bird.
Right.
Well, there was one little issue. Our Brittany, who I adored, didn't like water. She never read the book. So, you know, different dogs do have different preferences. So try a squeaky toy.
Okay.
And if that doesn't work, try a different kind of toy. And you know what? There was an interesting study, and you're going to... I want you to do this. Is your dog near you now?
No, he's not. I'm at the office.
Too bad. I'd want you to do this right now. If you pretend... Can you do this at the office for me? Pretend to be a dog.
Okay.
If you were to bend over and do like one of those play bows that dogs do.
Yeah.
You know, where they put their two front legs up and their uh-huh. head goes toward the ground and they kind of lean forward.
Yeah.
And their rear end goes up in the air.
Yes. Yeah, he does that a lot.
Yeah. Okay, that's okay, that means your dog is playing, by the way. So okay. I want you to do that right now. And it turns out that when we pretend to be dogs, our dogs like kind of begin to get it in some cases.
Okay.
I think that study was from Australia, actually.
Okay.
That's one possibility. The other thing is just when you're watching TV or something, you probably don't normally do this, sit down on the ground. Okay. I bet your dog will come up to you wiggling that rear end, giving mm-hmm. you kisses in the face. When we're at their level, it's like, wow! And,
yes.
you know, we also have to pick the times when the time is right. So okay. I'm not suggesting you're doing this, but when our dogs are sleeping and taking a nap, and that's not the best time. So when you come home from work, that is a time that your dog's inherently excited because really happy to see you. So
yes.
that would be the time that I would try to play.
Okay, okay. The other thing he does, and this isn't a bad thing, it's just curious. When we give him a treat, he zooms right back into his cage with it.
That's what a lot of dogs do.
Okay.
You know, I don't know about you, but I've met people. Now, I'm the type that will go to a restaurant and say to everyone that's there with me, do you want a bite? Do you want a bite? You want a bite? I even uh-huh. go to the next table. You want to try this? However, most people aren't like that, you
right.
know, and your dog's not like that.
Okay.
It could be the way your dog was raised. It could be just your dog's idiosyncratic nature. But you know what? That's common.
All right.
It doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
You know, your dog doesn't want the food taken away.
No.
You know, I'll say that. But you know what? You give me a cookie. I'm going to guard it, too.
Yes. Okay.
I mean, we're not talking any aggression or anything like that.
No,
I just want
to.
Yeah, I just want to eat over there.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
that's really common.
Okay, great.
I'm on TV quite frequently. I don't know if that's good or not, but I am. Victoria Stilwell, of course, who we just spoke to. She was on TV quite a bit with her TV series, It's Me or the Dog. Well, what about the dog who likes watching TV and won't even move away from the TV? Seems to be addicted to television. I like dogs addicted to radio myself. But what do you do about that? That's our email question of the week. We answer next. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Next week on the show, we talk about what might be, in some ways, the most important topic ever for a pet show. Not for a show. That might be what's going on in South or North Korea. But the most important topic for a pet show, and that is choosing the right pet for you. So many people kind of just don't. So we'll talk with veterinary behaviorist Dr. Lisa Radasta about how veterinary medicine might help you do that.
Three simple words. You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
And, of course, you can email me your questions, steve@petworldradio.net. That's what she just said, right? Well, they like me to reinforce those things, so I just did. My six-year-old Yorkie Poo barks at the TV and continues barking and barking whenever there are shows or commercials that include animals. He'll mostly bark at dogs, but also elephants, horses, any other kind of animal. Is there a way to break him of this annoying habit so I could watch TV in peace? Well, apparently your dog's a TV critic. I'm not sure that's completely a bad thing. We don't know exactly what the dogs are sensing when they see something on TV and whether they're truly being entertained by it or they're taking it a bit more seriously. I mean, we just don't know. We do know that dogs identify based on smell. So there's this video that was sent to me about a man who was hospitalized for about a month and lost apparently a significant amount of weight, and the dog didn't recognize him. And this dog was concerned and barking at this poor gentleman and really unhappy. Like, who are you sitting where my dad usually sits? And eventually the dog was coaxed, had to be coaxed by a family member into coming closer and then sniffed the person. And you could see instantly the entire demeanor of the dog change. And this dog became, oh, I'm wiggling, I can't stop wiggling, I'm so happy. And the barking turned to a very excited bark. Clearly, this dog became very happy to see this person that just 10 seconds ago, this dog did not recognize. Now, here's why I'm saying all that. It's because dogs live by their nose, and they cannot smell that whatever it is on TV, a dog is a dog on TV. So we don't know whether they seriously believe this is a dog, or more likely whether they think that, okay, I'm not saying they understand television, but they know it's not real. So we don't know, but I would venture to say they know it's not real. And it kind of becomes a game to these dogs. Now, some may be concerned about the dog that they're seeing, but more of them are probably, okay, I want to chase you and have fun. And I do get emails, not this email, but similar to what you say, where when I remember once when this person wrote me a long then snail mail, it was back in the day, about him being a John Wayne fan. And he'd watch these old westerns with, who was it, Kathleen O'Sullivan? Kathleen O'Hara? Kathleen, the one with the red hair. She was always in those John Ford movies. Anyway, John Wayne would always win the day and run off with the horses. And whenever the horses ran off, the dog would chase down the hallway barking at the horses, but didn't see the horses in the hallway anymore. It was kind of fun the way he described it to me. Now, I guess what your dog is doing is fine. It's annoying to you. What you can do, because it is annoying to you, is give your dog something else to do. So give your dog an incompatible behavior. If your dog is chewing on something, your dog cannot be barking at the TV because your dog is chewing. Probably won't even be watching the TV. So if you're truly annoyed by it, get one of those toys, and there are a myriad of them now that you could stuff treats into. Get a sterilized bone at a pet store or online, and you could stuff low-fat peanut butter inside it. I mean, there's so many options of things that you can give a dog to do where your dog will be very happy doing what you are giving alternatively, so the dog isn't getting brain dead watching poor TV shows. But maybe your dog's taste in television is really good, just so your dog is not watching The Kardashians or The Bachelor. I'd say your dog is probably watching shows that are more educational than what we might watch. It might be really reality TV if it's Animal Planet, right? I'm a fan of that. Email your question, Steve, at petworldradio.com. .net. Coming up next, you might hear it at 3 in the morning and our dog is going, right? Scratching. At what point is it, okay, it's a dog, what do you expect? And at what point is it, uh-oh, there's something going on? And we will answer that question with a veterinary dermatologist next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS. Or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Oh, 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 oh. Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration, or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Veterinary dermatologist Dr. Ursula Thomas is here to talk about itching dogs. You know what, though? The thing is that our dogs scratch all the time. It's what dogs do. So at what point is it excess? At what point do I call my veterinarian and say, you know what, I think this is something I ought to talk to you about?
There are a few indicators that tell us as pet owners or pet parents that our dog is uncomfortable. One of them could be if they stop, you know, while they're walking, they stop to scratch. Or, for example, they stop eating just so they can scratch themselves. But if they're not that itchy, then typically when owners notice it is at night. Like right around bedtime is all of a sudden the dog starts scratching. And it goes on for minutes. But more often than scratching, what dogs do is they clean themselves. Or what oftentimes owners refer to, oh, my dog is just cleaning his paws. He comes in from the outside, licks and cleans his paws. Or he cleans his paws excessively in the evening. Dogs are not cats. So dogs don't typically groom themselves by cleaning and licking their paws. So if you notice your dog licking his paws excessively or scratching more, it's always worth exploring.
Is it helpful if pet owners, because the dog's not going to reproduce that in the clinic, so is it helpful if they videotape on their phone or just record it on their phone?
Definitely. That's a great idea. I encourage owners to really utilize this tool. I mean, a video or a picture, you know, speaks more than 1,000 words. In practice, we do have ways of kind of backtracking if the dog actually licked, because dog saliva leaves a stain on the dog's fur. So if you know, next time you go for a walk and you look at the dog's paws outside and you see bronze discoloration of their paws, you know that dog has been licking. But that has to be going on for quite a while to notice that color change. But in early cases, what we can do as veterinarians is we can pluck some hairs from the areas that we suspect that the dog was licking. And if the tip of the hair is broken, that's a pretty good indicator that the dog has been working in that area and licking and breaking the hair that way.
My goodness, you're like Sherlock Holmes.
It is. It's really fun to do.
I never knew that myself. So where the dog is licking or scratching, does that give you another clue?
Good question. So some dogs have mild allergies and they lick every so often, and we don't necessarily treat them because we always weigh what is the risk and what are the benefits of treatment. And if the disease is very mild, then maybe the treatment would be worse than what the dog is currently suffering from. But in most cases, dogs are uncomfortable enough to warrant treatment. And then it's really important to find out what triggers their itch so we can use really a tailored and targeted treatment approach. And as you mentioned, where they itch is actually a pretty good clue. And dogs are nice in that way. Unlike cats, dogs typically follow our textbook. So they read the textbook, they know where to itch, and we just have to look. For example, a dog with atopic dermatitis, mm-hmm. So a dog with environmental allergies, will likely lick the paws, the inside of the arms, the belly, maybe scratch at the ears. Food allergies can look similar. And that's where seasonality can help. So if the dog itches every springtime, but not in the summer or fall or winter, you have a pretty good idea the dog must be allergic to grasses.
Another thing that can be done, I suspect, is putting the dog on a trial.
A food trial is easier said than done. I mean, anyone who has a pet, myself included, it is hard. I mean, not giving treats, making sure no family member gives a treat.
A novel diet recommended by a veterinarian, and except maybe baby carrots and blueberries, I suspect, I hope, there's nothing in between.
Actually, there is interesting that in some fruits and vegetables cross-react with pollens. And my goal is when I do an elimination diet trial, and I ask my clients to do it for 8 weeks, I want this diet trial to be as solid as it can be because I may not get a second chance to do that. And what I like to do is use a novel protein diet and a novel carbohydrate diet and then use a treat from that same diet. And to help limit the expense, what I sometimes ask clients to do, if you have a canned food of that diet and a dry food, take the canned food, make meatballs, freeze those meatballs.
Oh yeah, that's a great idea.
Then you can use them as a special treat, and you're not spending extra money,
yeah.
You're still giving the treat, and you're sticking with the diet.
That is a great idea. Dr. Thomas, thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Next week on the show, some creative ideas about choosing the right pet for you.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets, they'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
BizTalk Radio.